Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunte, it is January the 9th, and we're going to be doing some spreads, so they're going to be good until the 16th. So remember, all signs are welcome today, and only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to also rearrange the roles to your energetic storyline. Now today, our spreads are going to include a lucidity spread, which is basically bringing some clarity to something that might be going on. And then we're going to get some messages from your person, WTF style. We're going to get in depth and get some messages from them, get some clarity on what the current situation is, and all that good jazz. Now, at the end of the segment, on the third segment, you will find messages for the elements from your ancestors. Now, if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. So, we're going to jump into our fun fact. I'll see you there. Welcome to your fun fact of the day for the body, soul, and mind. Our fun fact of the day is about National Belly Laughing Day, hunties, taking place January the 20th. Now, if you think about laughing, right? You're like, oh, that's something simple, something we do on a regular day basis or here and there. But just as stress can affect our health in a negative way, while something simple as laughing can majorly improve our health. Now, humor does have tons of benefits, and there's even been a study produced back in 2016 that laughing gets our organs going, providing great oxygen intake, producing more endorphins, stimulating the cardiovascular like a little exercise for our hearts. That's right. So laughing helps blood pressure as well, while increasing and decreasing levels. It's going to leave us feeling quite relaxed, right? Giving us the feeling of a stress relief, if you will. Now, laughter can also help improve memory and focus, and with the production of those endorphins and serotonin, while alleviating cortisol, which is that hormone that leaves us feeling funky foul. Now, it reduces stress, anxiety, tension, while also improving our sleep quality. Now, not only that, my lovely human beings, this is improving blood pressure, blood flow, and boosting the immune system and reducing inflammation. Now, not only that, again, there was studies done that these benefits from laughter can last up to 24 hours, and this study was done by the AHA. Now, our body does produce endorphins and serotonins, which are those feel-good hormones, so this is even helping improving lungs and all types of good things. So what are you waiting for? Laugh that ass off. Yes, enjoy. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Because we have to, you know, feel it to heal it, all right? Now, today, before we jump into our episode, I just want to give you a little energy update. Like, you know, I'm your astrology radar Doppler girl. Okay, so today we do have the Sun in Capricorn, Tri Uranus in Taurus, which is really getting you out of the zone of comfort, really opening up your opportunities and seeing what kind of possibilities of doors are just waiting to be open. Now, alongside that, we have Mars in Capricorn, sextile Saturn in Pisces. So main themes around this is discipline and focus and working towards whatever it is your manifestations might be, what you see on your vision board, and how you can work that ass to get to it. Now, only two more things going on here. We do have the moon entering Capricorn. So again, discipline, 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 plans, and working on what's next, alongside a winding crescent moon in Capricorn. Now, we are going to jump in to today's episode with a lucidity spread. All right. Now, this is basically going to bring clarity to a situation that may be going on at this current moment. We're going to pull four cards and we'll get some clarification alongside that. We're going to see what you need to be aware of, what you need to embrace, what you may need to let free. All right. And what you can expect next. So I'm going to be starting off with the classic tarot, and I will get clarification from the angel tarot as well. So let me shuffle up these cards and we'll get into it. So I'm going to start off with the classic tarot and just a little update. We will have more spiritual guidance messages as well in the next episode. So that's going to be really fun. I'm excited for that. We got some new things coming up, so it's going to be fun. Now, we are going to see what is going on, what you need to be aware of, and all that good jazz. We're going to get some clarity. So again, only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. And, you know, if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective about what they need clarification on. Please and thank you. All right, spirits, what does the collective need to be aware of or know? What does the collective need to be aware of or know during this time, spirit? What does the collective need to know or be aware of at this time? Oh. All right, we have Justice here, upright, Major Arcana. So it looks like there could be something that you may be weighing out some factors, doing some assessments. We're trying to make some type of judgment of some manner. And this is really urging you to seek some type of guidance from your inner self and not solely rely on other individuals to give you this clarification here. So this is really reminding you to be mindful before taking some type of action in regarding to fairness and balance in different affairs that may be occurring. So whatever is going on, there's going to be some assessment that's going on, but don't be too don't try and take too much word from any outside source, because there's something that you need clarification on that's going to come from within. So don't rely too much on the external voices, all right? All right, what does the collective need to embrace, spirit? And this could be something to do with, okay, the Magician, another major. It's got a lot of majors going on here too already. So this is reversed, all right? So Major Arcana here, the Magician. It's time. This card here is basically coming out being like, now is the time for some type of change. And you may not be fully prepared for this change, or in a practical or logical way, logistical way. Excuse me, getting tongue-tied. And you know, you just may need some patience. Embrace patience with the process and whatever this is, because the situation, whatever this is going to work out just fine. All right, what else do we have, spirit? What does the collective need to set free? All right, we have the Page of Cups. This is reverse. So you know, there may be someone that you need to set free here, because there's someone coming in trying to seduce you, and you may be blinded by this, because there is coming in some type of falseness with someone's intentions. And you may be playing some type of role, whether you know it or not. They may find you very seductive, and you may not even be trying to do this. This is you just being in your natural essence. And yeah, just take caution to that. You may want to be mindful of this energy here. So you may, I don't know if, we'll get some clarification though in a minute. All right, Spirit, what can they expect? Okay. We have the Two of Cups here coming out reversed. So look, this is coming out. You could expect harmonious energy to come off of all of this. And this is going to be coming in a different way, right? So it could suggest some type of delays in a relationship or something that you may have kept secret for some reason. But whatever this is, it isn't too different. You know what I'm saying? It's coming in a good way, this energy. So let's get some clarifications. So at the bottom of the deck here, we have the Three of Pentacles reversed. So this, you know, you may be feeling stuck in some type of energy here that you don't really like, and you may be lacking that confidence or ambition at this point to strike things for a change for the better. So, you know, you'll get there. Just give it a little bit of time. All right, let's get some clarification from the Angel Tarot. All right, Spirit, what do we have going on here for the collective? What is this justice here, Spirit? What is this justice? Let me get some clarification. Get some clarification on this justice card, Spirit. Alright, so we have ego. So again, this could be someone feeling like they're trapped in some type of illusion here or situation. And this is really coming off again, like, whatever you're seeking here for advice from an external source, there's something coming into you energetically that bring balance, right? But this is like a ego. We have the ego card here, and this is like accepting your responsibility in some type of situation or some type of choices, right? That really supported your path of happiness. So this is like one acknowledging, a part that may have been played or some type of unhealthy patterns or cycles. So there's an acknowledgement of this coming in, and you're breaking free from that. All right. So this is going to be coming in very clear to you energetically. So the guidance will be coming from your inner self. All right. Ooh. Okay. So we just had, okay. Just had the Five of Wands pop out. So there's, you even doing this could be causing some type of conflict with others, and it's some type of opposing opinions here coming from external sources. But, you know, Spirit's like, walk away from this unless the situation is really worth your time, because you don't really have to explain yourself. All right, what's going on with this Magician, Spirit? What's going on with this Magician clarification, Spirit? What's going on with this Magician? Can we get some clarification? Okay, we have the Chariot. So, you know, with this change that is coming in that you may be not fully prepared for, You know, you have to have patience for it. And when the chariot comes in, this is like rewards are going to come in from whatever hard work you're putting in, balancing priorities. And once this is done, you're going to receive this willpower like that you didn't even really know was there. Like, you're going to be like, all right, you know, you're balancing out the shadow, the light. You're taking a look at things and charging fully ahead. All right, what's this Page of Cups? Can we get this clarification, Spirit? Page of Cups. Okay, we have transformation. So there could be a lot of significant life experiences that required changes to be made. And there's powerful ones, and these ones that come in are often unexpected, but there's bringing revelation, there's bringing knowledge, wisdom, and this is really breaking free from any procrastination, releasing old belief systems. And you know, it's like you're not falling for the shit, you don't have the time for it, you're taking your time, investing it into something that's going to be fruitful. And it's like you're not with this Page of Cups here. It's like, you know, you're not walking into this. So, 'cause someone's here trying to seduce you and blinded by coming in. And it's like, you don't see it, but their charm is hiding some like false intention, right? And you're like, no, I have been doing some transformation. I ain't got time for that shit. Kick rocks, goodbye. You know, kick rocks with flip-flops on, and you don't got time for it. So what is this Two of Cups here? Two of Cups. What is this Two of Cups here, Spirit? Oh. All right. We have Eight of Cups. Alright, so with this Two of Cups here, so we got clarification. With the Seven of Cups. So yeah, feeling the needing to move on. You're seeking more for life than you're currently experiencing. You could be even going on this spiritual quest, right? Making big life changes and choices. And these changes and choices are really changing where you're placing your priorities. Because it's like, okay, well, I got all these cups here, but there's this one cup that I really like. I'm just gonna take that and keep it moving. I'm gonna start filling my cup now. Thank you. All right, closing card, Spirit. Okay, the Nine of Wands. Yeah, so, you know, the advice here is protect what you've created. Be prepared and never give the fuck up. And if you feel like you're down or you're out or you might need some clarification or guidance, call on your ancestors, guardians, and guides. They are there to help you. You know, they're just waiting for you to say so. All right? And that's what I have for you for your lucidity spread. I will see you on the next one for your WTF love spread. Well, hello, my lovely human beings. Welcome to your second segment of the podcast, where we're going to get some WTF love messages from whoever is currently on your mind. All right. So, we're going to get a little description first from the Cupid's arrow, what this love messages pertain around. And then we're going to get some messages from Mystering Virtue, themes of the energy around this relationship. Then I will go to the third deck of the Island Time Wellness and get some information on whom it is I am connecting with for the collective. Then we'll head to the Love Oracle and the Love Tarot and get some messages from your person, what they would like to communicate during this time. All right, so all signs are welcome. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. All right. And if the shoe does not fit, do not force it. All right, so ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages regarding love for the collective and who they're connecting with. So let's get some previews of what this is pertaining to, of a connection. Spirit, what is the previews of this energy for this love connection? What can you tell us, Spirit? Okay, we have self-awareness. So, you know, there could be a lot of the higher self coming in, questioning different things, patterns, cycles when it comes to relationships. All right, let's get one more. Okay, and we have dedication. So, yeah. Looks like there's a lot of self-awareness going on, tapping into the higher self, looking at different cycles, patterns, habits, routines, and we have dedication here. So this is having a lot of dedication towards those manifestations, goals, and really putting in the effort to receive some type of success with the connection. All right, and at the bottom of the deck, we have be open to change. So, you know, when it comes to different things, you know, different experiences can lead to different changes of growth. Okay, now let's get some energy regarding this connection from Miss Doreen Virtue. All right, Spirit, what can you tell us regarding the energy around this love connection for the collective and whoever is on their mind currently? Okay. Set energy regarding this connection, Spirit. Alright, we have separation. So you and whoever you are currently connecting with, collective, could be in separation. Let's get another card. Alright, and we have love yourself. Okay. Okay. And then we have religious factors. And at the bottom of the deck, we have children. So, from what I'm gathering here, you and this person can be in separations currently here with the separation and love yourself. So, it looks like, you know, there was some type of separation either that is going to happen or is currently happening. Take the energy how it resonates, but it looks like there's a lot of self-awareness going on with a lot of where the energy was placed, what parts people may have played into the connection, and really taking the time to become more aware of different patterns, routines, certain cycles that are no longer workable. And it looks like you or your person that we're connecting to, or both, could be in a lot of dedication regards on making effort to make different changes that's going to harvest some type of success with this relationship. Okay, so let's get some energy from whom I'm connecting with for you, collective, from the Island Time Wellness. So, Spirit, what can you tell us about Collective's person? What is their energy currently? Tell us what the energy of the Collective's love connection currently is. What is going on with their person? Current energy of the Collective's love interest, Spirit. So we have stabbed in the back. So, you know, this person could be feeling heartbreak at this point from a separation that they were not expecting, or they thought that it would not happen this way. Okay. Yeah, we have heartbroken again. We are coming out. So, it looks like this pain from the separation is deeply hurting this person. It has brought them sadness. They may be feeling like a lot of grief from the separation and could be like in some type of mourning state of it, right? Let's get one more card. So, it looks like here we have boat. So, there looks like there's progression on movement with some type of issues here. This is definitely a separation. We got basically three separation cards here. Alright, so there could be a lot of different growth going on with this. Now let's see what your person would like to say regarding this relationship from the Love Tarot. Spirit, what would Collective's person like to communicate during this time of separation? What would a Collective's person like to communicate during this time of separation, Spirit? Okay, we have emotional intimacy. It says, I'm afraid to truly open up to you and be raw and authentic with my emotions, and it's something I'm still working on. So again, with dedication here, someone is dedicated to working on these things, and they just may not be prepared at this moment to really open up on that type of level. Oh, Spirit. Alright, we have you feel like home. Being with you reminds me of simpler times. You bring me so much happiness and peace. So this person, you know, could feel very comfortable in your presence. It felt very warm, loving, and they were able to truly be themselves without having to wear some type of mask. Yeah. And we also had nervous that dropped on the floor. So you make me nervous. Even just thinking about you, I get nervous and I'm not sure what to say or how to act around you. So again, this person, you know, may not really know how to approach you at this moment. A lot of things could have changed in some type of way. And we also have no one compares. So it says, no matter how many people I meet and experience, I have, there is no one that compares to you. So they could have probably tried to fill the void with another connection, and it's just not hitting off the same way. We'll get one more card and then hit the love oracle for some love messages from your person. Okay, we have jealousy. I'm very jealous, and I could barely stand it. So this person could be, just peeping what's going on, and probably seeing, like, you know, what you got going on. And we had the future that fell on the floor. All right. And we have playing games. So it says, I daydream about a future of us together going on adventures, growing old. I want it all, and playing games. This is a game, and I don't know why I'm acting and responding this or posting to try to get your attention. So this person could even be maybe posting things to see if there is a reaction from you. Maybe it's like the old cycle, and they weren't getting that. So it kind of played a part, like, oh, well, this is no longer workable. All right, let's get some love oracle messages from your person, what they would like to convey regarding love. And then we'll close out this spread and get some ancestral messages for the elements. All right, Spirit, what love messages would this person like to convey to the collective in this time? All right, we have, be adaptive and receptive to lead our love into divine growth. So this person is coming in wanting you to be open to receive some type of love that they're willing to give, and really wanting you to accept, because they feel like it's going to bring some very deep growth in between. Okay, and it says, I miss the old you and I miss us. So again, this person is really missing you. And, you know, times that you could have had that were a little bit more simpler. And it says, we have the next card that popped out. It says, I do appreciate everything that you've taught me this whole time. You've helped me grow. Okay, so this person, you know, acknowledges that you helped them grow in some sort of way or another. Okay, and then we have, when you hold my hands, that warmth keeps my insecurities away. So this person feels very secure in your presence, and, you know, you give them that confidence, right? And it makes them feel secure. And when you're not, you know, together, they might not feel at their best. All right, and the last card out, it says, I feel bad for letting you down. So this person could be in some type of a regret. And, you know, they're trying to work on their selves. So that's what I have for you, collective, regarding love messages from your person. All right. Welcome to your last segment of the podcast, where we're going to get some messages from the fairy tarot from your ancestors, guardians, and guides for the elements. All right. So, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come in with messages for the elements, what they need to know, hear, or be aware of. I'll be pulling three cards for each element, so let's get into it. Alright, we're going to start off with the fire signs first, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. And if you like, you know, you could also check your natal chart and see what zodiac signs you find that are in your chart. And you may receive more messages from the other element messages as well. All right, so what do we have? Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. What messages do you have for the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius? Please and thank you. All right, we have the Three of Winter. So it looks like your ancestors, guardians, or guides, or, you know, your angels are coming through wanting some type of energy of reaching out to others for some type of comfort and love. and letting you know that you'll become more stronger from this situation rather than, you know, being still in some type of sadness. But it's going to, they want you to know whatever this is, that it will heal over time. All right, what else, Spirit? All right, we also have the Eight of Summer. So there could be your ancestors, guardians, and guides are coming through. There is some type of energy here where you desire for more of a meaningful life and realizing it's time to move on from something that just isn't resonating with you, right? And choosing to make some major life changes. And they want you to know that they're behind you every step of the way, even if you do feel some type of loneliness. All right, what else do we have, Spirit, for the fire signs? All right, we have the Star. So they are coming through saying to, you know, look to the future with happiness, hope, and optimism, because there is faith in your moving mountains and you don't even realize it. But they want you to know that there are happy changes that will bring some type of relief from, you know, challenging times that you've been going through. All right, what do we have for our water signs, angels, guardians, guides, ancestors of the Most High? Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. All right, we have the Three of Autumn. So your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High are coming through saying, follow your passion when it comes to whatever it is that you're interested in, and do the best that you can do, because you are going to be reaping some type of benefit from these talents that you do possess. Oh, okay. And we have Prince of Summer. So they do want you to know that there will be something regarding love coming in very suddenly. And, you know, you may feel like you've been swept off of your feet. They want you to know, stay grounded, because this is going to be a very emotional experience that you will be encountering, right? It's going to pull somewhere on your heartstrings. All right, what else? One more message. Okay, and then we have the Moon. So yeah, and it also looks like your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High are coming through saying, you know, you're getting really powerful intuition, epiphanies, and you're starting, they see that you're going to be starting to let go of some type of worry or fear and understanding some type of truth in a situation. Okay, now let's head over to our earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Messages do you have, ancestors of the Most High, guardians, guides? All right, we have the Five of Autumn. So it looks like, you know, you could be reaching out to others, and your ancestors, guardians, and guides are saying this is poor timing for reaching out to others at this moment, because, you know, you might be met with open doors but get kind of a closed door. So your ancestors are saying this may not be the time to reach out for that, some type of assistance regarding help with something. Take it out resonates. We also have the Seven of Autumn here, and they want you to know, like, yeah, you're gonna hit some roadblocks here, but have patience and don't worry, because you need to take some time to rest and start planning the steps that are going to move you forward. And this is going to be bringing in a lot of investment, which in regarding, like, with your time, you'll see, like, a reap of money coming in here. A reaping of money, hunty. All right. All right, let's get one more card, Spirit. Okay, and the last card out is the Four of Winter. So again, your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High are coming through saying, set aside your concerns for now, because there's going to be decisions that will be made at a later point there will be solutions that are going to be coming in from just having a moment of solitude with yourself, just a moment of quiet. You're going to start realizing and getting that confirmation from that solitude for that moment. And it's going to bring you, a peace of mind. It's going to help you sleep more soundly. All right. That's what I have for you. Now let's get some messages for the air signs, Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra. All right. We have the Ace of Winter. So it looks like, your ancestors, guardians, and guides are coming in through a message like, don't be deterred by any type of challenges that will be coming along the way. It's very important at this moment that you are very clear and accurately communicating your amazing ideas, because these ideas are going to be implemented in some type of way or another. Okay, and then we have the Chariot here. So yeah, success is coming in, especially from your self-discipline, your dedication, and your ancestors, of the Most High want you to know, celebrate those accomplishments. You deserve it, and you've been working hard at it. All right, and the last card out we have is the Eight of Winter. And they want you to know, again, they're coming in saying, like, you have what it takes. You just have to believe in yourself. And if you're thinking that you're powerless in some type of certain situation or connection, whatever the case may be, they want you to know that you're not, that you just don't see it yet, but you will. And, whatever this blockage is, this is keeping you from getting what it is that you're truly looking to gain. So just be mindful of that. Now that's what I have for you, elements, earth, air, fire, and water, and for the collective this week. I will see you next Tuesday for some new spreads, and I'll see you on Friday. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your motherfucking ass next time.